Hey guys, this is Josh and the Homebrew Hombres, Liam Malone, Max Wessel, and Doug Banks.
Hey!
We make RPG from Scratch. It's a podcast about making and playing your own tabletop role-playing games. So come listen to us work on the Scratch Dice system, an alternative to D&D and Pathfinder, and listen to our first campaign,
Echoes of the Star Crypt,
at nerdyshow.com and on your favorite podcast app.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Welcome to All Caps, a little experiment we're doing here on Nerdy Show. Hi, I'm Cap, and this is going to be a short solo show featuring just me, which is not something that I would normally want to do at all, because when it comes to Nerdy Show, I view that as a group activity, for starters. If you're going to have a podcast where there's only one person talking to you, there'd better be some kind of really intense direction. And sure, I have things to say, but I like saying them with friends, you know, in a conversational setting, more than I like spilling them out into the void. Not that you folks aren't friends, but, you know, there's not a back-and-forth discourse happening here. Basically, Nerdy Show's a team sport, and I wouldn't be doing this if it weren't for sort of extenuating circumstances. First up in this episode, I'm going to hit you with some bulletin-esque stuff, but then I'm going to take it to a singular point of discussion that I have some feelings on that I'm going to share with you, and then maybe next week, maybe, because maybe for reasons that will be clear soon, we will resume regularly scheduled programming. This has been a very, very busy year for us. Now, you wouldn't know it looking at our feeds, but behind the scenes, there's quite a bit going on. And as you've probably noticed by our semi-erratic release schedule, keeping up with regular releases of this program has been easier said than done. So, to that end, I very much considered not putting anything out this week except a notice saying, "Hello everyone, we're very busy with stuff. Here's the stuff we're busy with. We hope you'll excuse us not releasing episodes every week as normal, but maybe just every other week." And honestly, that still could happen. Totally. But it occurred to me, I could just blab for a little bit about one thing that I care about, and Aaron Holland of A Comic Shop, sometimes a talking head here on Nerdy Show, he's one of those people who gets actually very, very good ideas or clever ideas when he's high. And when he's high, he typically texts me those things. And recently, he said, "All caps, you can do a show that's just you ranting about something." And I was like, "Aaron, I don't want to do that. That's not the way I operate." But that is a very, very clever name. If I ever had some kind of show where I just talk, sure, I like it. And here we are. So, what have we been doing? Good question. Glad you asked. Colin and I are both slammed with working on Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program. Doug is working on Ghostbusters. Josh is working on Ghostbusters, as well as RPG from Scratch, which just came out of hiatus. What is RPG from Scratch? Well, in case you missed it, back in 2016, Josh and Doug and Liam and Max of another now-on-hiatus Nerdy Show program, Bad Storytellers, got together to do a show about designing a tabletop role-playing campaign from the ground up. It only lasted 3 episodes before some life problems hit and everything had to get put on hold, including a second season of Bad Storytellers and, you know, just the rest of RPG from Scratch. Well, the spark never left Josh, and he managed to pull things together, and the show is back now. It's back in an all-new format with a whole social presence behind it, and, you know, I said, "Hey, we can't relaunch this thing unless we're really for serious good to go this time." People really dug it before, only 3 episodes in, and I hate yanking folks around. We've had too many shows go on hiatus, so it's going to stick, right? And he said, "Yeah, it's going to stick. It's going to be fine." So yeah, the show's back in an all-new format. There's a brand new episode 1. If you missed out on the prior incarnations 3 episodes, those are Patreon perks at $1 or more at nerdyshow.com/Patreon. There's also an RPG from Scratch Patreon, which we'll link to on this episode's page. They've got their own thing going on. They have their own production expenses tethered to the creation of that show. And right now, Nerdy Show, the network, is not in any kind of financial position to be able to fund outside programming than what we're doing in-house. In-house, of course, being the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, for starters. The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, which, if you're not familiar with it, is an RPG audio drama where we play the Call of Cthulhu tabletop game and then turn it into a cinematic audio experience. Once all that's done, I'll total it up and let you know how much that sucker cost. I am considering the possibility of running Kickstarters for future seasons because that might just be the most practical option. But hey, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. So the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, that is coming back in October. If everything works out, Colin and I are, we don't have a lot of time. We're hammering away at finishing it up. Obviously, it took longer than we intended. We weren't able to really get started much later than we expected to be able to get started on it. That's a whole thing. I ain't going to go into it. But we're super excited for its return. We have a Facebook page for that now, so go to facebook.com/CthulhuMystery. The new season is tentatively titled The Terrible Secret of Lot X. The original series was a one-off 8-part miniseries we didn't expect to do more of, but it was super successful, and we really enjoyed it, so we're doing more of it. That was obviously not designed to be the first season of anything, and it was a fan-requested endeavor, so it basically was what it was, and now we've retooled it a little bit so that it's more along the lines of something that's easy for outside folks to step into and enjoy, and also that it isn't in the same format as what's going to be happening with Series 2. So what's now Series 1 of Call of Cthulhu has been named The Black Birth, and formerly Episode 1 had a pre-show behind-the-scenes discussion leading into it, and then it went into the episode. And now that pre-show discussion is in episode 0, and they've both been separated. So if you want to just dive into the actual story, you can just start with episode 1. Easy peasy. And series 2 is going to have that same format. So where was I? Oh, right. This thing that I'm doing here. So basically, we're super busy. Rob, who does the production for our regular Nerdy Show episodes in general, is in Spain right now. And that's only every other week. The other weeks, I'm responsible for. And I've got too many things to be responsible for to be responsible for this right now. Unfortunately, I also manage the Consequence Podcast Network, the podcast network for Consequence of Sound, which is a new development this year and has been extremely work intensive, more than I thought it was going to be. And I knew it was going to be quite work intensive. So that's a whole thing. And here we are in what was already going to be a very transitional year for the Nerdy Show Network, as we put a greater focus on the content that we love making the most and that you love listening to the most, our RPG audio dramas, or just audio dramas in general. But certainly cutting the cord on Nerdy Show, our show that we've been doing for what will next year be a full decade, what we've only recently learned is the longest running Games and Hobbies podcast on iTunes, the epicenter of conversations between us, the people who make the podcasts, and you, the fine people who listen to the podcast. The only reason we're here, well, yeah, you know, the notion of reducing or ceasing production of this program is not something we necessarily want to do, but boy, we're certainly working so hard on other stuff. It's been a point of discussion. So here I am making this small episode. But I guess tagging back, listen to RPG from Scratch, get excited for Call of Cthulhu, follow Cthulhu on Facebook if that's a thing you do, and don't ever be shy to reach out with questions. We've had a lot of questions about Cthulhu during this extremely delayed production period, and Star Wreck as well, which was supposed to be out in 2016, and it's 2018 going on 2019, where it's probably going to be out in 2019, and that's ridiculous, and we are slowly but surely, amidst our real-world lives and the jobs that pay us something to live off of, are attempting to recalibrate everything we do so we can do that stuff more often and better. That is the goal. So pardon our mess. This has been a very messy year and a little bit last year too, but we shall persevere. There's cool things in store. We're just chugging along at creating the future for ourselves where all those things are possible. Now, the all caps topic of discussion. The Aquabats Super Show. The Aquabats are a superhero rock and roll band. They've been around for 25 or so years, fighting evil monsters and mad scientists, making amazing music, having a lot of fun, and honestly making the world a better place. They're fronted by the MC Bat Commander, aka, on the down low, Christian Jacobs, who's the co-creator of Yo Gabba Gabba, which is something that happened long after the Aquabats were founded. And in addition to producing a number of wonderful albums, they had a television series several years back from 2012 to 2014 called the Aquabats Super Show. It is a hybrid of like The Monkees, The Adam West Batman, and a bunch of Japanese kid shows like Tokusatsu Stuff, Kamen Rider, Rubber Suits, Action, mixed up with animation, parody commercials. It's a campy, beautiful, all-ages tour de force that is, in fact, great for kids and adults alike. It got a bunch of award nominations, it actually won an Emmy, and it existed formerly on the Hasbro Discovery Channel partnership network called The Hub. Well, The Hub had a brief, beautiful moment of existence and then dissolved into obscurity. The Aquabat Super Show was a Cinderella story where The Hub was young and willing to take on shows that had been shopped around for well over a decade because no one understood what they were attempting to do. They gave them a chance, and they reaped the benefits. It was a hit. It was a major hit, and it was critically acclaimed. But as soon as the network got dissolved, they did not have anywhere to go, successful show or not. They have been shopping the program around, trying to find a home for it, but everyone says the same thing they said before. This is too weird. We don't get it. The television industry sucks, folks. That's something we know and is one of the biggest impending challenges for Nerdy Show's own animated series Lightning Dogs. When we get to that point in our documentary journey of shopping this thing around and trying to make it real. But we know that the odds are against us because, generally speaking, the people holding the purse strings don't understand something new, don't understand something different, and clearly, even when it's proven to be successful, don't want to take a risk on it. So, with that in mind, after reaching the only logical conclusion, the Aquabats have taken their quest to Kickstarter. It's a risky move. It really, truly is. Their initial asking price is $1.11 million, which is a lot, but there's very good reason for that. That would not only create one Aquabats Super Show television special, but it would also record one double record for the Aquabats. They have to create new music just for the program, and then also they haven't had the opportunity to put out a record of their own in quite some time because they've been working on this. Beyond that, if they get more money, the number of episodes goes up, the number of records goes up, and so on and so on and so on until $6.66 million, where they'll have four double albums and a full 12-episode television season, as well as a new concert film, which is way cool. But boy, that's a lot of money. Now, here's the thing. I am doing this episode because I feel that, though certainly I would like your money to go to Nerdy Show first and foremost because we are a much lesser known entity than the Aquabats and fighting to survive quite a bit more than they are, even though they are truly fighting a good fight and one that I support wholeheartedly. Even a dollar makes a huge world of difference. Please contribute if you can. Patreon.com/nerdyshow. We have all kinds of super bonus perks. Please rate and review on Apple Podcasts and Podchaser. Shop for your Amazon links at nerdyshow.com/Amazon. Anyway, if you have extra money to spare, I highly recommend investing in the Aquabats Super Show. In fact, even if you haven't seen it before, and here's why. The Aquabats are doing something very important. They are bringing a high pedigree of mirth to this world, and this world needs some mirth very, very badly. It needs strange, tick-esque comedy combined with rubber monster suit battling, awesome jams, and strange celebrity guest appearances. If you have a young person in your life, you should be backing this so you can support more of this awesome all-ages entertainment and also acquire it for yourself to give to those special young people in your life or enjoy it yourself. If you are a fan of Kamen Rider or any tokusatsu stuff and you haven't watched the Aquabats Super Show, you're missing out, dudes. You really are. Kamen Rider doesn't need your money. Yeah, those belts are cool. I don't know, but the Aquabats, they're hard-working American superheroes, and they need your money even more than that weird bug guy on a motorcycle with his Fruit Lock belts. The campaign ends September 1st, and as of this episode's recording, there's 26 days to go, and they have 1,732 backers at a total of $241,000 plus. And that's only a sliver of what they need to get even that one episode. Now let's go to those percentages and why you should contribute to the Aquabats. So there are a lot of starting costs associated with television. They've got an FAQ. Their second update, in fact, it breaks it all down very nicely. Essentially, they've got to start this production, and then they also have to fulfill rewards. If they're able to continue to make episodes, then the startup costs are just a drop in the bucket, and they can keep making shows and keep making shows, and it'll get even better. So yes, it sounds like a lot, but in reality, it just boils down to something like $350,000 for them to spend on creating a single episode of the Aquabats Super Show, which is lower than what the average is. Generally, the cheapest kid show of this caliber costs $500,000, but a lot of them are closer to $1.2 million. So they're making it on a budget. They're going to be doing this lean and mean, and all the extra costs are simply associated with getting things going, the sliver that it takes to make the record, and then also Kickstarter backer rewards. People have wants and demands when it comes to being baited. Getting content alone isn't necessarily enough. Oh, but you can be baited so magnificently with very, very righteous prizes. I don't have a lot of money to throw around, but I will say with pride that I didn't even blink before spending $111 to get the complete Aquabats collection, which gets you digital downloads of all Super Show episodes, as well as the still yet to be released Super Show Season 1 soundtrack, and any new albums that come from this Kickstarter, and any new episodes that come from this Kickstarter, all as digital downloads, and, you know, the assorted sundries that come from tiers further down the way. But $111 for a ton of quality entertainment, and hopefully even more considering how well the campaign could do, it's nothing. Give it to yourself. Give it to a loved one. I don't know. I don't care. I just know that the Aquabats Super Show is one of my favorite things to ever happen to television. And I think it's so important that it exists that I'm spending an entire episode telling you about it. If you want to get a little taste of that flavor, head to YouTube, find some clips, or check out their Kickstarter video, which is very, very star-studded. It's part one of what's going to be an ongoing sort of mini episode released as updates all campaign long. Episode 2 is already out as of the time of this recording. Now, I gotta say, I'm a bit concerned. The Aquabats are very well known, and certainly the celebrity pals they've brought along to help with this project are also no slouch. Jack Black, Travis Barker, Weird Al Yankovic, and that's just for starters. But $1.11 million is a ton of money, and that's just to get things going. So support it, spread the word on it, and believe in the dream. So here's a song about believing in the dream. It's not by the Aquabats, because I don't know that that would necessarily be kosher for me to play a song by the Aquabats, but it is by a band called The Most, whose lead singer is now performing under the nom de plume Coach Hop, and he is super duper rad, and I really love this song, and I love you. Okay, bye! On a bright night like tonight, when nothing is yours and everything is yours, listen to these words issued forth, they tell you.
Guitar!